That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Men will still say, this was our finest hour.
Hello, and welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and the Speaking of History podcast focuses on education, technology, and history. Tonight's episode is number 43, and I'm recording on October 11th, 2006. Today, I would like to invite all the listeners to join us in a project that we'll be starting on October 23rd in our classroom in Liberty, Missouri. Several years ago, I was introduced to the book Guerrilla Season by Pat Hughes, and it's one of those books, if you're a teacher and you've ever found a book that really fits with your curriculum and you really connect with it, this is the book that I had been looking for several years when I came about it several years ago. Guerrilla Season is an amazing book because it ties in exactly with our curriculum area. It has ties to our local history. It has a high interest for both boys and girls, as well as young adults and parents. So Guerrilla Season is one of those books that really captured my heart the first time that I read it. And I was able to purchase multiple copies of this book using a Sprint grant this summer. And so we have over 300 copies of Guerrilla Season. And beginning on October 23rd, we will have over 300 students in our building reading Guerrilla Season at the same time. In addition to that, we have about 50 copies that we'll be checking out to community members, parents, other teachers, anyone that wants to join us on this book project. Now, since it would be really hard to get 350 people together once a week to have a typical book discussion or book club meeting, we're going to be doing this completely online by the use of a blog. Last year, we did a book blog project using a book called The Year of the Hangman, and we had about 50 or 60 students in Liberty reading it at the same time, and then a couple people from around the country. We had someone from Minnesota and several people from New Jersey join us. This year, it's going to be hopefully on a bigger scale, and we have the amazing connection to have the author very involved with the book blog project. Pat Hughes is someone that I've known for a couple years. She actually came out to Liberty 2 years ago and talked to my classes when I first read Guerrilla Season. And Pat has been very involved with creating the questions for the book blog. I've done some interviews with her that will be included as little links and podcasts throughout the project. So we're actually going to have the author jumping right into the book along with us. So if you'd like to join us, I'll give you the address here first and then kind of describe what we're going to do. You can go ahead and check the book blog out online at www.guerrillaseason.blogspot.com. And the spelling for Guerrilla Season is GuerrillaSeason. And then also you can email me any questions or comments at the normal address for this blog, which is speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Or we've created a special account that both Pat Hughes, and the author, and I will be checking at various times. And that is at bookblogproject@gmail.com. So really what we're going to do is over 4 weeks, we're going to be reading the book Guerrilla Season. It's going to start on October 23rd. And the final date will be November 19th, 2006. And on the blog each week, I'll have a suggested number of pages. I think it comes out to about 80 pages a week. And throughout that week, we'll have several discussion questions. And in the comments to each of the posts, the people reading the book, the students, the parents, anybody else out there that would like to join us, you can answer the discussion question and then kind of use it as a threaded discussion board and comment on other people's comments or add your own comment. And we're using Blogger. It's set up so that it's moderated through myself, and then Pat also has access to that. And so all the comments are coming to us first. And we don't want anyone to use their first and last name. In fact, we encourage the students to either create a pen name or blog under anonymous, or if they'd like to put their first name, they can put their first name. But all the comments come to us first in email form, and then we have to either approve or disapprove them. If we disapprove them, they never show up on the internet. So if someone has something crude or something that's not safe, and they put it out there and they try and comment on it, it's going to come to us first. So we're the gatekeepers, and we decide what goes up. Likewise, if there's something that is, has tons of spelling errors, a lot of grammatical errors, we probably will not post that as well. So each week there's going to be a suggested number of pages, and then there'll be some discussion questions that go along with that particular portion of the book. And then we're also going to have little things like links to external sites that relate back to the book. And then I've also been conducting some interviews over the phone with Pat that I've recorded, and so we're going to have kind of some behind-the-scenes things as well. But Pat is very excited about being able to comment as well. So, I mean, I think this is an amazing opportunity for students to be able to not only participate in a discussion group and hear what other people their age and adults think about the same content, but we also have the author that is committing a major amount of time to be able to comment directly to students and to participants. If you're wondering what Gorilla Season is about, Gorilla Season is about the particular part of Missouri in which I currently teach, in the Kansas City area, northwest Missouri, in 1863. And it's a story between really two families. And those two families, the centerpieces in this book, are two young men, about 13, 14 years old. And one tends to side a little bit more with the Union, and then the other one has much more strong ties to Quantrill and the Confederate sympathies, things like that. And I won't give away too many details in the book, but it's a very high interest level reading book for young adults. I've used it in class on a smaller scale with boys and girls in eighth grade. They've enjoyed it. I've suggested it to parents, and they've read it and enjoyed it. I've had other teachers read it, and they've thought very favorably of it. So it is not just for the junior high reading level. In fact, I think that some of the content really ties in even more naturally with possibly adults. But the story of the beginning of the Civil War here in northwest Missouri is much different than the Civil War that my students read about in their textbooks. Liberty, Missouri did have some battles that took place just outside of the city. So we did have some conflicts with standing armies. We actually had what some people consider to be called the Battle of Liberty, and there were casualties on both sides. But more than the standing armies, it was a day-to-day terror of not knowing who your enemy was. There were supporters for both sides that would often hide out and keep track of what your neighbors were doing. They would come to your door and ask what side you favored with, and part of the time they'd be in disguise, so you weren't really sure. Many people had family members killed in the middle of the night. A lot of people had their farms burnt. It was a much different war here than it was on the East Coast. And I'm not a native of Missouri, and so when I came down here about 6 years ago and started to do a lot of reading and research and talking to people about what the Civil War was like here, I began to find out very quickly that it was really a day-to-day terror of not knowing what was going to happen. And this book really brings that out. So I think that's one of the great things as far as my content area, is it really ties in the local area. It actually mentions Liberty several times. But then it also shows what it was like to be living in this area during the Civil War. It does have a connection also with Jesse James. I won't get into that too much, so that as you read the book, you can kind of see things develop. But it does have that connection also. So we're hoping that you'll join us. We're going to be underway in a couple weeks here. I have received some comments from a class in California that wants to join us. And just yesterday I received some communication from a teacher in Louisiana. Pat actually lives in Philadelphia. The author, Pat Hughes, lives in Philadelphia, and she's working with some people on the East Coast. And really, we're just looking for anybody that would like to buy a copy of the book and join us. We're obviously doing it on a larger scale with about 300 students, but maybe you have one or two students in your class that really like history or really have shown a high interest in the Civil War. That's really part of what we're looking for, too. Maybe you've got a group of kids at lunch that discuss books that they're reading. Maybe you've got one or two students, that just have a really strong desire to read or want to experiment with the connection of talking to other teachers and other students, other teachers, and the author as well. So I'm looking for people to join us. We'd like to get as many different geographical areas as possible. If you're listening to us outside the United States, this would be a great chance to learn about a very a critical time period in United States history. We'd love to have people from other countries join us. I know that we have quite a few people that listen in Australia, and we've got quite a few people that are currently listening in England and in the UK. So if you'd like to join us, go ahead and check out the blog. I'll have it listed as one of the show notes, obviously, so you can check that out. There has been a little bit of discussion in the national media about using this also on some magazines, so I think there'll be some things in some magazines as we get started. So go ahead and join us. I think it's going to be a great activity. Like I said, how many times do you get to read a book and have the author give you instant feedback on it? So go ahead and check those out. Again, the address is the online blog is www.guerrillaseason.blogspot.com. And the email, if you want to do some email specific to that, it's bookblogproject@gmail.com. Now, it is only available currently in hardback, but if you do go to Amazon, you will be able to find some copies discounted. In fact, Pat actually mentions that on her webpage. That'll also be a show note, that you can get it for a discounted price as a used book. If you live here in Liberty, I would suggest going down to buy the book right there on the square. And they've got a bunch of copies in stock, so you can get it right away. And then you've got your own copy to use. If you're listening to this and you're a parent in Liberty, and I have one of your students in class, there will be some information next week about how you can check one of the books out from the school so that you can have it at home. But go ahead and check it out. It's an amazing book. I'm not going to give away too much because I want you guys to really get into it, but we would love to have you join us. So go ahead and check it out. Until next time, thank you very much for listening, and stay tuned. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.